As you are sitting down, receive it that God is going to help you this week. I say God is going to help you this week. And you will not be disappointed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's unchangeable. He's unchangeable. The next verse says, do not be carried away. Don't be carried away. Know that Jesus is the same. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. Don't allow yourself to be carried away with strange doctrines. And there are a whole lot of strange doctrines around the world today. But Jesus does not change. The same who created the universe, the same who is sustaining the universe by the word of his power, he does not change. Don't be carried away with diverse and strange doctrines. Hallelujah. For it is good that the heart is established. Established where? Established with grace. It is that grace that will bring help into your life. Not what you are going to eat. Not where you are going to sleep. Not any other thing. He said, don't be preoccupied with all of those things. Praise the Lord. I want you to know this morning that God knows us better than anyone else. We should be operating under God's agenda. And many times God's agenda is not our agenda. Oftentimes. And many times God's agenda at the onset does not please us. But at the end, it will speak good things. Hallelujah. I say it will speak good things. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Apostle Paul said something to the Philippian church. I want us to quickly look at it. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12 and 13. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. He says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed. He says, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, not by eye service, not by somebody watching you, but knowing that God is watching you, but now much more in my absence. He said, work out your salvation. Work it out. Work it out with fear and trembling. He says, for it is God that worketh in you. It is God that works in you. To will and to do what is good pleasure. How can God work in a person? God can only work in a vessel that is surrendered to God. Hallelujah. God does not force himself on people. It is people that surrender themselves to God and then God works in them. I pray that God will bring you to a point of surrender. A point of surrender where God's help will show up for you. I want you to know that in scriptures, everyone that God helped, they were surrendered to his will. Even the widow of Zarephath. This is all we have. I'm about to go and cook it, eat with my son and dad. Make my own first. She had to surrender to that. And then the Bible says that the pot of flour never failed anymore. I shared with the workers this morning. Help does not come for the disobedient. Help does not come for the sons of Belial. Help comes for the children of God who find themselves in between a rock and a hard place. And they cry unto him and he will hear them. God will hear your cry today. I say God will hear your cry today. Hallelujah. My key scripture today, I have a few of them. It's taken from Psalms 124. If you want a title for this message, just put it as God help me, as in an exclamation. God help me. Psalm 124. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 8. David said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. I was reading the scripture this morning, and the Holy Spirit was telling me that many times you don't even know the people who are risen against you. The ones you know is the ones you know. But the ones I kept at bay, that you did not know, you did not know. They rose against you, but I didn't let you see them. Because if you saw them, you will not be able to do what you are doing anymore. Somebody say, Father, thank you. Then they will have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters will have overwhelmed us. The stream will have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters will have gone over our soul. That is trouble, brethren. Say, blessed be the Lord, who had not given us as prey to their teeth. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He said, our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. Everything holding you down is broken. I say, every shackle around your neck, around your ankle, around your destiny, I declare them broken. I said, the snare is broken. The snare of your emotion is broken. The snare of your joy is broken. The snare of your peace is broken. In the name of Jesus. He said, we have escaped. You know why they escaped? You know why we escaped? Our help is in the Lord God who made the heaven and the earth. Will you stand on your feet and say, my Father, help me. Father God, help me. My Father, help me. Oh Lord, I am here. Help me. Somebody pray. Father, help me. In Jesus' name, and you shall be helped. You may be seated. Spirit of the living God, I acknowledge you in this place today. My great teacher, breathe upon me. Breathe upon your word. Breathe upon my effort to preach today. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, this very week, please assist every one of your children. Everyone under the sound of my voice, their tangible efforts, Holy Spirit, breathe on their tangible efforts. That their tangible efforts will be fruitful efforts. Let it be so. In Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord will go beyond you. I pray for you that the help of God will go beyond you. In the name of Jesus. Somebody who believes this, say better amen. Amen. David said, my standing, my moving, my living, my existence, it has all been by the help of God. You do yourself well when you recognize God as your help. You do yourself a lot of good by recognizing God
The God who is still keeping you going, in spite of the enemy wanting to stop you. The Lord who keeps you rising, in spite of the enemy that wants you drowning.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You know, you have been helped to this point that even nobody knows that it is God that is helping you. But I pray for you today that from this moment, God begins to help you. Listen, to the point whereby those who don't like you, even all your sworn enemies and your neighbors will know that it is God that is helping this person. It becomes an undeniable hand of God. That no, it's not my ability that did this. It's not my ability. Sometimes we shouldn't be testifying about what our ability did. It's your ability. Testify about what God did. Praise the Lord. And God is going to go beyond your ability. In the mighty name of Jesus. God will help you. I say God will help you. I say God will help you. Hold on to somebody's hand. I say God will help you. I say my Father will help you. My Redeemer will help you. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, He will help you. My God will help you. My God will help you. My God will favor you. My God will help you. My God will favor you. My God will help you. My God will favor you. My God will remove your sin. My God will remove your sin. In the name of Jesus. There are so many people in the Bible that it was the divine hand of God that helped them. That divine hand will show up in your life this week in the name of Jesus. I can tell you about this person. I can tell you about that person. But time will fail me because I have other things to tell you. But the divine hand of God will show up in your life this week. I say it will show up in your life this week. You see, when God's help shows up, it can show up in different dimensions. The help of God cannot be narrowed down to one thing, one situation, one circumstance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for somebody that the peace of God that passes all understanding will reign supreme in your heart. That the Lord will give you quietness in your spirit in the name of Jesus. So the dimensions of God's help cannot be boxed up into one thing, one way at all. God can pick up a person that has been termed failure and turn them overnight to success. God can take you from zero and make you a hero. God can take you from the back and bring you to the front. It happened to David. He was left in the backside of the desert.
He was the last born of his father, to the end that his father does not even believe that he was a king material.
Men did not choose him, but God chose him. And God supersedes man. I say God will supersede every effort of men against your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, Lord, help me. Ah, is that how you're going to say? Oh, come on, come on, come on. Lord, help me. Lord, please help me. You see, sometimes you go into the place of prayer, you don't have any story to tell. You don't have any scripture to quote. And you are just there. And you are just like, Lord, help me. Please help me. Please help me. Just help me. I just need your help. I just need. And you are in that place. Before you know it, suddenly burdens are lifted. Yeah. The Lord will help you. Amen. You see, those who run after the heart of God, some people think it's a waste of time to run after the heart of God. But those who run after the heart of God, they will now find God running after them. Hallelujah. Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and live in the palace and be sinning. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. He ran away. The Bible even said, even not fearing the king. And God went and looked for him. God looked for him. God looked for him. God looked for him. He could have stayed in the palace and he had a 99% chance of being the Pharaoh of Egypt. He refused it. And God said, because you refuse that, just like that, my son, $100 for your clothes. And he said, but God needs a, the house of God needs a carpet. I would rather see a carpet in church than go to the mall and buy clothes. I still have these clothes that I can wear. It doesn't matter who makes fun of me about the clothes I wear. But I won't allow anybody to make fun of the ground in the house of God. So I'm putting my $100 bill. My parents have given it to me, so it's my own. I don't need their permission to sow this seed. Just like God will not need their permission to bless me. I give it. You see, when God decides to help you, do you know that the help that God can help a wicked person, he has already helped them. God has already helped a wicked person. Jesus has died for them. It's just for them to accept it. Praise the Lord. That's where it stops. Oh, sun will shine on them like it shines on everybody. Rain will rain. If they plant something, it may grow or may not grow. I've seen it before that I planted, it didn't grow out of disobedience. But when it comes to choice help, God doesn't even see them. But when God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Every child of God, every bona fide child of God has put on the consciousness of righteousness. Hello? They have removed the consciousness of sin. that came by Adam. But now they are put on the consciousness of righteousness. And when you are conscious of righteousness, you walk in confidence. You can call upon God. You can go to him boldly. Like the scripture we read, you go to him boldly and ask him for mercy in the time of need. The wicked cannot go to God boldly. Only those who have righteousness consciousness can go to God boldly and ask him for mercy and ask him for grace to help in their time of need. And God will say, that's my son, that's my daughter, I will help him. So it doesn't matter what you have. It does not matter what you don't have. It does not matter the color of your skin. It does not matter how tall you are. Look at what Peter said in Acts 10, 34 and 35. Oh my. There's so much joy in my spirit, man. I don't know why. But I know it's Jesus. Acts 10, verse 34 and 35. Then Peter said, I'm reading from the Common English Version. Now I am certain that God treats all people alike. Watch me. God is pleased with everyone who does what? Everyone who worships him. He opens his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. Another translation says, God is not a respecter of persons. Hallelujah. But in every nation, those who worship him, those who do right, those who walk in righteousness, those who fear him, they are accepted by him. Did you see that? The other day, my wife and I were praying. I won't tell you what prayer we were praying. And as I started praying it, I stopped. And I turned to my wife. I said, do you know what the Lord just told me now? You remember? The Lord said that my blessing is on you. So anywhere you go, I will bless you. We stop praying. I am the one that brings blessing to anywhere I go. Oh my God, you didn't hear that? Anywhere I go, I'm the one that carry blessing there. So if there's any blessing there, my own will be the addition to what is there. So I'm not going into any place to enter into blessing. I am already blessed. God is no respecter of anybody. But in every nation, thank you. Every nation, not only in America, not only in Israel, not only in Nigeria, not only in Sierra Leone, not only in Senegal, not only in Abidjan. In every nation, anyone who fears him like Ruth, anyone who walks righteousness like Ruth, anyone who worships him like Ruth is accepted by him. Doesn't matter. Ruth, an immigrant. Immigrant Ruth, she learned to speak Hebrew from her late husband, her father, late father in the Lord, and her mother in the Lord. She didn't speak English. She spoke Spanish. She spoke Hungarian. She spoke Igbo. She spoke Yoruba. She spoke one language that nobody hears and understands. A foreigner to the covenant. By law, she was not supposed to be allowed. But by our works of righteousness, by our works of fear of God, she forced her way into the covenant. She had a heart for the God of Abraham. She had a heart for the God of Isaac and Jacob. She abandoned the idols that our foreparents worshipped in Moab. Her heart was sincere. Ruth was submissive. Ruth was teachable. Our other sister-in-law, you know, in a boxing ring or wrestling, whether true or false, you know, let me use wrestling because most of it is not true. You see somebody huge, two of them fighting. They're hitting each other. How can you hit somebody like that? No blood is not coming out. Anyway, that's not my issue. You now carry the person. You now climb on the rope and you jump on the person. Boom! And the referee comes on the floor. Bam! And start counting. One, two, and the person under jacks up. And the one on top now stands that is not over. Amen? I learned that one of my little son in the children's church told the mother, "Mother, mommy, repeat after me. Repeat after me. Failure is not my portion." You know? You think they're not learning something. They're learning. You know? And the person will rise up again. In spite of the slamming, in spite of the jumping on top, he rises again. But we Christians, a little push, a little inconvenience, we give up. We are looking for another way. As if there is another way. There is no other way. If Jesus can't do it, let it not be done. Do you understand me? Let it not be done. Let it never be done. Each time in my life that I have not been straightforward, it bites me back. That's why I can't be a two-woman man. Everybody will know. I'm telling you. When I was an unbeliever, I had a girlfriend. Then I saw another girl, and then I lied to the girl that I liked her, this and that and that. And you know what? I told her I was in the university. I was in high school. I told her I was in the university and this and that. Somebody just came. Who she knew, and we were in the same school. And that one just messed everything up. I'm like, you know this. So from that time, I told myself, never. Because that shame was too much. It was too much shame. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know? Don't let the devil have the last laugh. Oprah went away. Ruth said to Naomi, no, mommy. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. Even though I've lost a husband, even though I've lost a brother-in-law,
even though I've lost a father-in-law, all those who boasted in their God, can you imagine? They boasted in their God, and yet they died. And somebody still saw their God in the one that remains. Look at the ratio. The choice of Ruth was a solid choice, even though the odds were not even. She wasn't saying, "No, God is not there." She wasn't saying, "This same God you guys always call and talk about, how come he didn't save you?" She didn't see anything pleasant except the pleasantness of her mother-in-law that remained. Praise the Lord. Guess what? But she believed. She believed. You boast in your God. You left your country where there is no food and you came to my own country where we worship idol to feed. But because he had a different heart, God was going to help her. She told her mother-in-law Naomi in Ruth 1, 16 to 18. But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you. Please don't tell me to go back or to turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge." Not because he has anything physical to offer her. She even told her, "Even if I marry tomorrow and have a son, he's not going to be old enough for you to marry until you get old. Your people shall be my people." And this was the balance. "And your God, my God, where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." She was practically saying, "I am married to you and your God forever. Even though I have not seen that God. Even though I have not felt the pleasantness of that God, but I'm going with you." Praise the Lord. But you know what? It was not only Naomi that saw Ruth. God also saw her. Naomi alone did not see her determination. God saw her determination. Look at what Jesus said to Thomas in John 20, verse 29. After Jesus died and resurrected, Jesus said to Thomas, after he said, "Look at my hand, put your hands there, then you know it's really me. Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed." He said, "Blessed and power to prosper are those who have not seen and yet believed, like Ruth." Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. That woman Ruth did not see, but she believed. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must know that he is, even though he doesn't see him, even though he doesn't feel him, even though he doesn't smell him. He that comes to him must know that he is. Ruth saw death. Ruth saw despair. Ruth saw mournings. Attended three funerals of people who profess the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. None of us is God. God is only God. Hallelujah.
But yet she believed. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? No wonder Ruth had favor with God. Immigrant girl. When Boaz, the great landowner, when he first set eyes on Ruth, the rich man, immediately he saw her, he was attracted to her. Are you ready for this? Ruth had no makeup. She had no weave on. She had no nice shoes. She was dressed like a maid. Poor girl dressing. Rubber slippers. Nails broken. No pedicure. No lipstick. Maybe she used leaf to wash her teeth. No mouthwash. Praise the Lord. No pencil to do eyebrow. She wasn't carrying Gucci bag or anything. But she was robed in glory. She was robed in righteousness. And the right man saw her. Let me quickly read because of my time. Ruth chapter 2. You see, the aroma of favor on Ruth was too strong. Amen. Amen. Ruth 2, 5 to 10. You see, people have said, oh, you want to be a wife? Be presentable. That's okay. But you can be presentable, but you are not presentable in Christ. Then Boaz said to his servant, Ruth 2, 5 to 10. Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, whose young woman is this? Who is that girl? So the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered and said, it is the young Moabite woman, the foreigner, the immigrant that came to our country. Came to with somebody you know, Naomi from Moab. And she said, please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. Just give me leftovers. Amen. So she came and has continued from morning until now, though she rested a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, all the information he needed from the servant he got. He now turned to the girl. You will listen, my daughter, okay? Read my lips. Listen. Won't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will listen, sir. Do not go and glean in another field. Don't go anywhere else. You're allowed here anytime. In fact, you can come earlier than anybody. You can reap here, okay? As long as you want. Don't go another place. Don't let me hear say you go somewhere else. Just when you wake up, just come here. Straight. How can you be meeting somebody for the first time? All you know is what the servant said. Don't go another place. God opened the man's eyes to see something. Amen? Stay close to my young women. Let your eyes be on the field. Don't look at another boy. If you do, I will fire them. Just follow. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? He warned them. This one, oh, if I see you play around her,
when you are thirsty, go to the vessel and drink from what the young men have drawn. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am an immigrant that is not wanted in our country?" But God had a plan for a righteous heart. God had a plan. I said earlier, when God wants to help you, he takes you from the back, brings you to the front. We know the story. Listen to me, because my time is up. Boaz eventually married Ruth. Are you ready for this? Their honeymoon was one night. Because after that one night of honeymoon, the man died. I don't know what he died from. Don't ask me. The guy was young. The man was old. I'm telling you.
Please. Yesterday when we were washing cars, and I was dancing and dancing, Robina was taking video. So I went to watch the video on Instagram. If I could delete it, I would have deleted it. You know, you deceive yourself. When you want to look at yourself in the mirror, you look at the front. If you turn like this, you will see what you have. It's like, I'm like, see my tummy in the t-shirt. Please. Anybody that will take picture, please don't take my picture from the side. Just from the front. Because I felt like a three-month pregnant woman. I'm like, what? I said, this is, and I was dancing. And you know, oh Lord Almighty. I said, this is not fair. Please, I beg you and I've warned you. Please, don't take me from the side. Oh. Take it from the front. Praise the Lord. God had mercy on Ruth. The man died that same night. Boaz. Everything the man had became Ruth's. Ruth gave birth to Obed. Obed gave birth to Jesse. Jesse became the father of David. In the lineage of David, Jesus Christ came, the highest priest. Come on, rise up on your feet and say, Father, help.